New shows. This is, I guess, premieres, first seasons, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, we'll have probably a little bit less to say here, just because there are things that we're speculating on we haven't actually seen yet.
What do you got? What's your first one?
For September 15th, I've got The Bastard Executioner. So the new Kurt Sutter show, which I have never in my life...
That's from the guy who did...
Sons of Anarchy, which I have never watched. I've watched, like, 1 or 2 minutes...
Oh,
maybe
wow, yeah.
total of Sons of Anarchy in my life.
I watched a few first episodes. I've certainly never seen an episode. Great show, but not for me.
But for me, it's entirely a premise thing. I mean, I have zero interest in what Sons of Anarchy was about, but this being like a medieval thing and, you know, having this kind of creepy aspect to it and stuff. I don't know if you've seen like the teaser and stuff, but
I've only seen a few pictures, like promo pictures.
But it just sounds like it could be interesting. I might give it a try. Is that a network show, or I guess it'll be FX?
Yeah, because that's what Sons of Anarchy was on, so not a surprise there.
Yeah,
yeah, and that was a huge hit. Like, Sons of Anarchy
For a long time.
Yeah. Like, 5 seasons or something. It was a massive hit, so. I mean, hopefully this turns out good, too.
Yeah.
Let me know. I might watch
it. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just interested because, you know, it could be something like, you know, Kingdom of Heaven kind of, you know.
Yeah.
That sort of vibe, so.
I've got Minority Report.
Yeah, September 21st, so Minority Report. I'm not really sure about this one. I'm interested just because it's science fiction.
Did you watch the pre-release, that first episode?
No, I didn't know that there was
one. For Minority Report and Lucifer, they did like a midsummer, like, let's see what people think about this show, and I don't know if that may have influenced like when they were going to air it and stuff like that. Which, I mean, it's been many years since like TV has done that.
Yeah.
Like, release it at the first episode in the summer to get reactions.
Yeah.
That was like an 80s thing. 90s thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's science fiction, so my interest has automatically peaked a little bit, but that doesn't always mean anything. Like, I may watch the first episode and then just be like, meh.
It takes place after the movie, like about 5 years after the movie.
Was it? Yeah, I thought it was even more than that.
Oh, actually, no. I think it is actually more than that.
I thought it was quite a while after it, but
maybe it's,
I don't remember.
No, I think it's like 10 years after the movie.
I don't remember specifically.
But
I've actually really seen nothing about it yet, so other than just knowing that it's obviously
my initial impression is a first episode really kicks it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those, like, you can see like the flaws, but you can also see the potential.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward. I enjoyed Minority Report, and not enough. And
you know, I haven't seen the movie in many years either.
I like sci-fi TV. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. You know, we don't get a lot of it.
Most science fiction shows, I'll give them a shot, unless they just really fly past and I just don't have time. But, it's by no means...
After,
it's by no means a sure thing.
Not getting another season of Almost Human.
I mean, I watched a few episodes of it, and you'd think that would be right up my alley, but I watched a few episodes, and I was like, meh, it's okay, but meh.
What else you got there?
All right, so same night as Minority Report.
The same one here, too.
Quite interested in Blindspot.
Yep, ditto.
I really don't know about this one. This is, like, a very big question mark.
Could be great.
It could really go either way. It
could be garbage.
But I feel like it's kind of a new sort of... It's filling that niche of, like, it's like a John Doe... thing,
I was gonna say,
which is
humongous,
like,
the entire show is based on a humongous gimmick.
Yeah, it
could be
hugely gimmicky, and I mean, the characters have even literally Jane Doe.
Yeah,
so I mean, I don't know.
Somebody watch John Doe.
I'm guessing
for those who don't know, John Doe was a show
gimmicky show ever made.
Yeah, it was like the gimmick was the character knew nothing about himself,
but he knows everything else. Knows pretty much.
And pretty much every like other factual thing you could
know.
And
he sees in black and white, except certain things he sees in color, and you don't know why.
But the show, it only ran one season, and the ratings just continued to plummet.
But it was really good.
It was so good.
The most gimmicky show ever made.
It was where they kept adding like a gimmick on top of gimmick. On top of gimmick.
I know. That's why I always use it as the benchmark.
It is the benchmark for gimmicky
TV. For gimmicky TV.
Yeah.
But it was good.
I mean, in a way, Blacklist, kind of also a gimmick, but like...
Kind of. Not
thinly
really.
Veiled, so not... Yeah. I mean, like, no, Blindspot looks like it is going to...
Oh, it could go massively. That first episode is
going
way.
To ride on its
oh,
gimmick.
Oh, it could go massively. Clear.
You but will I, know by the end of that first episode if it's going to be good or not.
But I like Jamie Alexander.
Oh, yeah, for
and,
sure.
I like it's got the male lead is Sullivan Stapleton, who was the lead in the 300 sequel, 300 Rise of an Empire.
I did not watch that.
Really?
The trailer made me angry.
It's really good.
It made me want to, like, punch it's everyone
not,
involved.
It's not 300, but it's really good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Maybe
it's just one of those trailers that rubbed me the wrong way, and it is not indicative of how I'll feel
yeah,
about
the Yeah, that happens
movie.
Sometimes, but yeah. I had never heard of him before, and I was like, this guy is a great...
He brought it, eh?
Well, I mean, he wasn't anything, like, mind-blowing, but he's a very capable leading man. And
I'm sorry, what was his name?
Sullivan Stapleton. I mean, it's a very memorable name, but he's a very capable leading man, and I was like, why do I not know who this guy is before this? Because he's good. Like, he's really good. So he's the other sort of lead in this, so I'm interested on that basis, and I just feel like...
if I've seen him in anything else.
I feel like it could totally go either way. So
he's been in a few movies, but that's about it.
That's a huge question mark on that one.
Yeah, no, that, yeah, could be great, could be, yeah, again, gimmicky, but...
Yeah, could be meat, could be cake.
Next one for me is September 22nd, The Muppets.
Yeah.
You have that as well?
I do, but, you know, what's funny is that I still, to this point, have not watched the newer Muppet movies.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen them. But I was always more of a fan of the show than I was of the movies anyway. And the idea of them coming back to TV, it's like, it'd be like making, like, Star Trek coming back to TV. Like, yeah. It's just where I feel like the Muppets belong. I've liked some of the Muppet movies.
You get your weekly
I loved all the classic Muppet movies.
For sure.
The Henson era ones.
Yeah.
Great
Muppet Caper.
Of the post-Henson, I liked, obviously, Muppet Christmas Carol a lot because I love Christmas Carol. I love Michael Caine.
Yeah.
And I feel like everybody was really putting their absolute 1,000% in it because it was the first one done after Jim Henson's death. And I feel like they really, really wanted to do justice and just be like, make the best possible movie they could.
They did a number
almost sort
of
in tribute to him more so than
classic,
copying, you know.
Because they did that one first, and then they did The Muppets Treasure Island.
Yeah.
And then
Muppets Treasure Island I liked, but it was definitely nowhere close
and
to.
They just kept kind of getting worse from there. Like,
The next movie that they actually made was The Muppets from Space or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was their last theatrical release
and that was,
up until the newer ones.
Yeah, and that was not.
Because
it,
that was,
was
they tried to make like
I love the Muppets.
They tried to make
good.
Like a standalone, like just a Muppet movie, like a throwback to the old ones. But it was nowhere near as good.
It was nowhere near as good. No. Well, I think part of it was and don't ask me why they did this. A large focus of the movie was not on the staple Muppet characters that you care about,
but
which
that
was weird.
Is often the case because that's what happened when they made Muppets Tonight as well, right?
That's
true. They were like, oh, we're going to like focus on all these other characters.
I totally forgot about Muppets Tonight. That was
the other TV show.
The background, yeah.
Yeah. So
you get to see a lot of Beauregard Muppets Tonight, and I like Beauregard.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying there weren't good characters, but I'm just saying they did the same
thing.
They
touched on the...
And then after that, basically, that was when the Muppets were in their huge decline, and all they did was make made-for-TV things. They made some really crappy Christmas specials. They made, like, Muppets... Muppet Wizard of Oz, and just, like, some really crappy...
I never saw that.
Really crappy, like, made-for-TV... Just like cheapo, you know, cash in on the Muppet stuff.
Dark Muppet times.
So it wasn't until they sort of made the new movie and they got it back into theaters and, you know, put some money into it. And that kind of caused this new revival, which I have mixed feelings about because I feel like there's been a lot of talk about the new show being sort of more adult oriented and stuff like that and being kind of a little more kind of modern and sort of. Getting a little bit more of a modern kind of adult sort of edge into it and stuff like that, which I'm like, is that really the best thing for the Muppets?
I'm wondering
what made
that
the original
means,
show.
Though.
Well, exactly.
I mean, because the original show had like,
but that's what people are saying.
Stuff for the parents.
Absolutely.
And for the kids.
But the original show is subtle. It's very obvious when you're an adult watching it, but it's like, it's very carefully chosen and placed.
Yeah.
And that's what Henson was great at. And I just hope that they don't have too heavy a hand in the new stuff. But, you know, it's the Muppets on TV doing
since a very long time.
Doing, you know, like a variety type thing. And it'd be interesting to see them doing it from the perspective of it being a modern style show. Mm-hmm. Like, they're still making a show, so it's the same kind of Muppet Show concept from that point of view, but it's a more modern type of show.
Where, well, it's all done, it's like the original behind the show, scenes.
Where the original show was very rooted in its time of being a old-style variety show that could have actually been a variety show from the 70s or 60s, yeah. Or, you know.
Well, that was, the concept of the original Muppet Show would have worked, in essence, without the Muppets. It was just a variety show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as it turned out, the Muppets worked out so well that they became, ultimately the focus of that franchise.
Yeah.
Well, it became a franchise at that point, from that show.
But yeah.
It's nice.
Because they finally sort of found what to do with them.
I'm really glad that the Muppets are making this comeback for the younger generation, like the kids.
Well,
and stuff.
That's what I'm saying, because I just hope that they don't
no
go too far.
No kid nowadays is going to watch the old Muppet Show.
No. But
it would be horrible for them.
But I hope that they don't go overboard with the adult content, because I think that it should be still good for kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That's all.
So
on the same day,
okay, we'll have this one too. Yeah.
I have, again, being a big horror fan, I've got, Scream Queens, really interested in that. Cause you got people like,
it's on my maybe list.
Cause you got sort of classic people like Jamie Lee Curtis involved. And then you have more modern, people who have done these, that are generally termed as, Scream Queens and stuff like that. These actresses and that have done a lot of these movies. And I don't know. It's a really interesting
concept. I'm going to give the first episode a watch.
Yeah.
It could be right. I can find it super interesting. It might not be for me. But I totally can see how it's a show for you.
Yeah. I have a feeling I might really like it. We'll see. I may not. You never know. Sometimes, even with science fiction stuff, right? I'll think I love this, and then I'll just be like, yeah, no.
22nd, a busy day. Also,
Limitless.
Love the
movie. So, I mean, I've seen that extended trailer, and that looked really good. I mean, what a coup! The fact that Bradley Cooper is actually involved.
That's
He's
so
actually
crazy.
Appearing in it.
That is so
He's
crazy.
Playing his character from the movie. I mean, that's a pretty unusual approach to take, and that makes me respect the show so much more. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's putting so much respect to the movie, and that it's not that fake this is in continuity with the movie, but all you're ever gonna get is a couple of vague mentions and that guy is so and so, and you'll be you mean the guy that we actually want to be watching right now?
Yeah.
And it'll just seem like a cheap cash in. And it's no, this actually feels like a natural extension of this movie story.
And I think this show will...
I mean, we probably won't be seeing, Robert De Niro or anything.
No.
But,
no. Yeah.
But it's awesome that Bradley Cooper is that he wanted to be involved in that to the extent of actually making appearances and stuff. And apparently he'll be making multiple appearances. He won't just be in one. Because even I could see him doing the pilot or something, Highlander type of thing where Christopher Lambert was in the first episode, but that was the only connection that they ever had.
Now I bet Christopher Lambert would do anything to be in a TV show.
but that was the only connection that they ever had, right? I could see it being something like that where he shows up in the pilot for 2 minutes. But the fact that he's actually going to be recurring to some degree and going to be appearing in more than, and probably, in key episodes, that's really exciting. And what other movie star of the stature
that
he's at now would do that?
Exactly.
Most
Jackson.
Most movie stars. Well, even then, he's appeared. I mean,
multiple episodes.
The
Agents
times
of SHIELD.
That he's appeared on Agents of SHIELD, I've cherished.
Yeah.
But he's appeared far less than I actually thought he was going to.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been actually kind of disappointed with how much he's actually has. Even though it's still exciting when he does, but it's just I just figured he'd be such a perfect bridge between those worlds. But those worlds between the TV and the Marvel and the movie stuff, the Marvel stuff, there's a little bit more of a gulf. Even though they technically take place in the same universe, there's definitely more of a separation than I thought there was going to be. And I think going forward will be even more so because of the whole restructuring thing. Because the TV... The TV department is still under the old system, under the Marvel, being run by the Marvel head and stuff like that.
Which, can be so good when one doesn't have to.
It was
rely.
Only the movie section that was removed.
Yeah. Well, which is probably going to be like,
it'll be good for the movies, but
I won't think it'll hurt the TV because a lot of times.
But they'll be even more isolated than they already are.
The issues with the TV show was it was sometimes stuck in holding patterns because it had to adhere to the more important movies.
Yes and no, but I mean, it was worth it for things like the Winter Soldier stuff.
True.
But anyways.
Absolutely true, yeah. Anyway. So yeah, Limitless. I don't know who the main actor is. I just hope they don't basically try to make him like the junior version.
I don't think they will simply because of the fact that if Bradley Cooper is making appearances.
Yeah. Yeah, just like
that's going to get rather Cooper, obvious so rather quickly.
Yeah.
Right? They got to really differentiate
the female
characters.
Lead is Jennifer Carpenter from Dexter.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. That's a plus.
And she plays a detective. but she's the
That's a huge plus.
Yeah, so cuz she's a great actress.
I didn't stick with
she won't be cursing as much as
no I didn't stick with Dexter. I mean, it kind of lost me pretty quickly like many shows do, but yeah, Dexter kind of lost me, but she was always really good, so I'm glad to see she's getting more work.
My next show is the only sitcom new sitcom that I'm looking forward to. I usually have one or two sitcoms a year. And this one's called The Grinder.
Is that like the
app for the phone, the phone app for gay hookup? No,
there's nothing. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's actually fully spelled out, The Grinder. and it's, Rob Lowe and Fred Savage.
Oh yeah.
They play brothers.
Sure. And, why not?
Fred Savage is a lawyer, but he's like a really bad like orator.
Oh, is this the one where the dude's like he like played a lawyer?
Yeah, he was like lawyer on TV. He's like a famous lawyer
and then
on
his
TV.
His
show ends and he moves back
in.
Yeah,
I heard about it.
And I initially when I first heard of this a few months ago, and I was like I came across something about Fred Savage and I was like, "Oh, he's going to be in a new TV show. Oh, cool." I barely recognize him. Wow, he's old now. I think it was after rewatching The Princess Bride a little while ago, actually. I did sort of a, where are they now? Peter Falk. Oh, he's dead. Shit. No TV show for him.
Yeah.
He's going to be lying on the bed, falling out of closet, scaring children.
He had a good life, though.
Yeah. And then Rob Lowe. And Rob Lowe is, you know, he thinks he's an amazing lawyer because he played one on TV for so long. And so it's going to be, you know, it could be really dumb. The trailer, like, they had, like, one of those
extended... I didn't watch the trailer. I just saw it.
Had, like, a two-and-a-half-minute trailer thing.
Fair enough.
I laughed a bunch in the trailer. Well, so I was like, oh
that's a good sign.
Yeah.
I didn't see, like, a trailer or anything. I just read the description of it, and I was like, no.
No. Is no. I guess kind of in between that is one that's I know is probably on your list, and it's a maybe on my list, is Heroes Reborn.
Yeah, well, I wasn't really sure. Does it count as a new show or a returning
show? Oh, a returning show. Because
it's
a good,
revival
good point,
of, a,
good
of an
point.
Old show. But, no, I mean, it's definitely on there. I don't know. I mean, call me a glutton for punishment because, obviously...
I watched all the old ones, too.
It was a bit of a emotional roller coaster trying to watch that show because you're kind of like...
Good episode?
Like,
bad episode.
Oh, this goes great. Oh my god, that's terrible. So basically the original show, pretty much when the big writer's strike happened and season two got cut in half, that pretty much ended it right there.
Yeah.
Everything from that point on, they were basically limping along because all their plans got completely flushed down the toilet and they had to somehow make it work, and then they just never seemed to be able to recover.
Wouldn't it be amazing if this new show caused another writer's strike?
Well, they didn't cause it. That's ridiculous.
But like just by like happenstance.
I don't think the contracts are up.
No.
So. But basically, I mean, they're bringing back some of the best characters. They're bringing back like Bennett, right?
Mm-hmm.
HRG. They're bringing back the Haitian. So...
Hero?
You could bring back Hero, yep. So
I know nothing about this other than they're bringing it back. I have deliberately avoided. I didn't really get any preconceived notions because of how the old one ended. It's sort of mainly a new cast,
and then they're bringing back sort of a few people from the old cast, like whoever just kind of, you know, was available or whatever. What I find interesting about it is, I think that the basic idea behind Heroes was good, and I think that they kind of lost their way pretty quickly, really. But, I mean, most people agree that the first season was really strong, and it kind of was never the same after that. And part of that was that season two issue, but they just kind of seemed to stop caring to a large degree. Like, it seemed like things went wrong, but they didn't really...
They're like, well, we still have to produce a TV show.
They just kind of got more wrong as time went on, and they never really corrected the, you know, they never really seemed to even try to really right the ship.
I don't know if comic writer Tim Sale had a lot in the first few seasons, and I guess maybe that
I feel like I feel like it's kind of like a chance to start fresh. It's basically a chance to say, like, okay, here's that concept was fine. Where it went, we kind of dropped the ball a little bit. Let's start fresh and see what we can do.
How long has it been?
Oh, I don't know.
It's probably not as long as I think.
Maybe 7 years or something.
Yeah, okay. It's probably not as long as I think, but yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's been forever, but...
it always feels that way.
I think coming out now in this like age of like potentially really high quality written and directed television is something that could make this show really great.
I mentioned this before.
It's unfortunate because you feel like, damn, if only the original show could have come up now.
Yeah, I think I may have even mentioned it in the first episode of the podcast when we were talking a little bit about TV, because I think they had released the first like actual kind of like trailer for it at that point, and I was sort of telling you a little bit about it. And I was telling you just how like the trailer that they put out, and that was ages ago, right? That was like a few months ago now.
Yeah.
It already just felt like more well-produced and like just a tighter kind of more focused product than what the old show actually did. So, I mean, I have hopes that it'll work out.
No, that's cool.
If it doesn't, then no real surprise. I mean, but if it does, then it'll be a nice surprise.
Yeah. I've got a train wreck of a show that I'm definitely going to watch the first episode, but I have no idea how it's going to play out from there. And it's called The Player.
Okay.
It's got Wesley Snipes in it.
All right, right, right. Okay. Yeah, I heard about it. And, I don't know anything about it.
It's like an ex-cop. Okay. He's like disgraced off the force.
Right.
And he gets pulled into this secret
tax evasion.
Yeah. Completely unrelated to being a cop. And he gets pulled into this, like, secret society of these, like, guys who they bet on crime happening.
Mm-hmm.
And Wesley Snipes and his associate, they're, in order to make sure that the bets that they make on this, like, crime betting casino go their way, they basically have hired this disgraced cop who's like, he's like this amazing, he may not be a cop, he may be like more than a cop, like he's an agent or something like that. I didn't get the gist of that from the trailer.
Yeah. This probably doesn't really matter.
Yeah. they get him to go and try and stop these crimes so that the bets go their way.
Oh.
Or they basically are trying to fix the bets.
Right.
And it looks like it could be really bad. It also looks like it could just be, it reminds me a little bit of shows in the past there was that one with the guy who takes on other people's personalities, had what's his name? We played Rorschach in it. But it could also be a train wreck. So I'm just going to give it a go and see. I was like, wow, Wesley Snipes is back on TV. Sure. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? I like Wesley Snipes. I don't really have anything.
No, I don't. It's really just I haven't seen him in anything in ages. It's, you know, he hasn't just been around. So, yeah. October 31st.
Yeah, well, a little bit before that.
Oh, you got something before that. Huh?
Well, just for the, October 26th is the premiere of Supergirl. So comic book-y
again. That's
stuff.
Good. That's right in with the continuity of the other two shows. Is it not
actually because it's really? On. It's the same producers, but it's on CBS rather than CW.
Okay.
And the CW people or the head of CW or whatever has said like, he'd be all right with them linking it up at some point. The head of CBS is less enthusiastic about that idea. She was just kind of like, meh, well, we're just going to keep it for ourselves for now.
Such a weird thing to have that
the thing is,
at this point.
Because it's obviously completely its own continuity that is a separate thing and would have to be.
Not a big deal.
To link them up would require use of the multiverse concept, which they're introducing in Flash next season, so... Certainly, the potential for them linking them up later is there, should those ideas get worked out. But I don't think they'd ever be linked on a permanent basis. Mm. It would just be like a special crossover thing using that multiverse concept. Yeah,
there seems to be a lot of fervor about this show. People seem to, because I think they aired the first episode at Comic-Con or something, and people were like, "Woo, this looks good."
Yeah. Yeah, there was like a high-res, basically like ready-for-air leak. That is pretty
wild. Oh, the first episode?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is pretty widely speculated that it was like deliberate and they just didn't want to say it officially. But
that's nothing. That's a new thing.
Well,
that
there
places
was,
are doing.
Because the previous year at Comic-Con, there was, or after Comic-Con, there was a leak of the pilot of Flash. And that was actually like stolen. Like it was actually like, it was definitely not legit. And it was, like, not a full resolution, like, ready-to-air copy. But it got such great buzz from it. A lot of people are convinced that CBS deliberately leaked the...
Little guerrilla marketing.
Yeah, basically this guerrilla marketing because they're like, well, this worked out so well for Flash, even though it wasn't intentional. A lot of people are like, they probably intentionally leaked it, but they didn't want to admit it because they're, you know... They want to be seen as kind of like they don't want to be seen as doing something like that officially, but that, you know, I mean, I don't know if that's true. That's just what people are. That's just the talk, but it does seem to fit the facts. But I mean, my concern about it, and this will have to wait until it actually airs and we see a few episodes and find out what it's all about. My concern is that you're going to be wondering, why isn't this just a Superman show?
Is it just going to be Smallville 2.0?
Well, no.
Well, I guess not,
because
she's already Supergirl.
Well, the issue being that because they're acknowledging that Superman exists and that she's basing her costume and her sort of like approach off of him.
But what Superman are they acknowledging exists?
It's like, why do we not see Superman? Like, how are they going to justify the fact that we're not seeing Superman? Like,
is it because...
Oh, Superman's off on another space mission, you know, like...
Is the Superman in the Supergirl universe the movie Superman?
No, it's just kind
Maybe
of...
that's why, then.
It's just...
To avoid confusion.
Well, it's just kind of like, he's just kind of out there. And they, like, reference him, but they don't really show him. And so it's kind of like, it's hard to sort of... It's the typical sort of thing where you know what I'm trying to say, right?
To
be able to justify week after week after week, like, well, why doesn't she just get Superman to help with this crisis? Like, why does she have to deal with this by herself? Like, not to say that I'm not trying to say she should need his help or anything like that. Like, she's very powerful in her own right.
But why do Supergirl if you're not going to do Superman? Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, the real reason is because, you know, you can't just use Superman that way. Like they're very particular about how you can use him, the same way as with Batman. But it's just kind of like, remember the Supergirl movie? That didn't go so well, you know. And oftentimes with these kinds of things, I think it's great that they're trying to do a female character.
That's a big thing
as a headlining character
to do that.
I think that's awesome. But the problem is. Her being while she's a great female character, she's a great female character that is a derivative character of a previously existing more famous character. And the problem that you have there is always going to be that thing of, well, why aren't we just watching a Superman here?
Will probably...
Like, it's hard to justify.
The show will live or die on how unique a character they can make
her. Yeah.
you know?
Yeah. And I mean,
it's one of those things you could say, like, get all comic book nerdy, like, realistically, to make a character that is like that, that is different, they could have done a Power Girl TV show, because that's a Superman-esque, but not Superman-related. I mean,
that would be better in terms of having a more separation, but that would also hurt it in a way, because
you would lose some of that
recognition factor, because the average person is going to be like, Power Girl, what's that?
If you do a Supergirl show...
Whereas Supergirl, it's like people recognize what that is right away.
If you do a Supergirl show, but it plays out differently... like, as if a Power Girl would play out.
Yeah.
That, like, but its originality is going to...
I hope it's good, and, like, because I hope that it succeeds and it's good, because, you know, there needs to be things like that, but it's going to be tricky.
I think the other big thing, which may or may not, and, you know, being probably... lots of people have already seen the leaked episode, the leaked first one. Getting that female lead, excellent. You know, I mean, we haven't had that in a superhero sense, really.
And that's why I hope that it succeeds, because if it fails, the same TV thing that always happens. TV. It's like when they, with the animated, the original animated movies of the DC stuff,
right?
Which is all, they're all like really good and stuff. They did the Wonder Woman one, which was great. One of their worst sellers.
Yeah.
And they've never done another female-led one since, because they're just like, oh, female characters don't sell.
And
nobody wants to see female characters.
A lot of times, and especially this is a case,
you know,
in these...
And this is something that's being talked about in reference to the movies, like the Marvel movies. Yeah. You know, we've got Captain Marvel finally coming up in like another 3 years or whatever.
Lots of time for that not ever happen.
And that's the first one that they'll ever have done with like a female-led and stuff. And there's a lot of talk about that. And I mean, the reality is the reason why... for like the lack of diversity that often is a very controversial aspect. The thing is that they're all using these classic characters.
Yeah.
And the classic characters are all of a time when diversity was not a thing.
Yeah,
it just wasn't. So if you want
you
to do the characters
really hard to pull something,
if you
want to
do the characters
and, make it modern,
and you want to, and you want to do them in the classic fashion, you're Iron Man, Captain America, blah, 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 all these guys, they're white males. That's just how it was. Those are the classic characters. I want to see more diversity, but it has to be done very carefully, because you just don't have as many classic characters that fulfill that aspect.
And
you know?
This is where
that Black Panther does well, because you get the racial diversity there. I hope Captain Marvel does well to get, you know, a strong female character
in there.
I really hope they do well, but... you know, historically speaking,
I think this is an issue with TV, because often when they take these things, they either retain too much of the old classic, which just doesn't play well, or they do too much like, well, it's a girl lead, we're going to play to a female audience, and then that kind of pandering often tends to be...
And I was...
It's not that the pandering is bad, because this is superhero stuff, it's all pandering.
Yeah.
It's that the fact that she's a girl... Mm-hmm. should not be the important factor. She should be a well-written character that is a girl, not a girl that's written for female audiences.
I agree.
And, you know, and that's, but TV never seems to
get
that right.
But they have to be realistic about it. Like, I've always been...
You gotta be realistic about it. Most people that watch or in comics are guys.
You know what I mean. Like, realistic in the sense of, I've always been a firm believer in, like, equality, but... equal but different.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see something where they just treat it as like, well, you could just pull this character out and drop a male character into that role and into that show and it would be the exact same show. I don't want to see that, because then what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if it's going to be a female character, I want it there to be
it's going to be a reason that it's a female character.
I want that to mean something, but I don't want it to be like, well, she's not as good as the male equivalent. Of course not.
Yeah.
You know, that shouldn't be how it is. They should be equal, but you should acknowledge the fact that there is a difference between men and women, right? And a lot of times people seem to equate equality with, like, that they have to be treated the same. And it's like, well, they're not the same. There's a difference, right?
And well, this
they can be equal in what they can achieve and... you know,
exactly,
how strong of a character they can be.
And then that all comes down to, like, how well they're written and how well it's, you know.
So, yeah.
And I think this is actually something that came up in the first episode.
So I spent way more time on this than I was planning.
No, it's all right. It's a it's kind of made for some interesting, and I think this is something that came up in the first episode when we talked about because it was around the time they announced the new Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And because there was a lot of talk of, oh, are they going to make him a black Spider-Man?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's one of those things is,
kind of thing.
Unless they literally just followed the Miles Morales storyline, that, like, it is like what you said. Are they just going to pluck out a white guy and put in a black guy, but it makes no difference?
Yeah.
Then what's the point? Like, I mean, putting the character, it needs to be, like you said, equal but different. Like, there needs to be a reason. Make it a good reason. Yeah. Don't make it, like, lame.
Use that difference to make it a more interesting
thing.
Not just for the sake of diversity.
Yeah. Again, make it well-written. Make it interesting. Yeah. Make me want to watch it.
Don't make it diverse for the sake of making it diverse. It's like the whole, I mean, that's where the whole term token comes from, right?
Exactly.
It's like, oh, it's the token black guy. And it's like, well, that's stupid. Like, by all means, have that diversity, but do something with it.
Yeah.
Don't just put it in just to put it in so that you can try to claim to be so progressive.
It's so hard with TV because you do the things where you've got like, oh, look at that, another show with like nice racially diverse cast, but it adds nothing to the cast. Like the fact that those people all come from, it means almost nothing.
Like, look at something like Blacklist, right?
Yeah.
Look at that cast. Like that's an amazingly diverse cast.
And it matters.
It matters, but at the same time, they've never just relied on cliche or stereotype of like, like, oh, this character is like this because they're the, you know, the Middle Eastern character, or this is the black character.
And I think,
like, they're all a different thing. They're all like, there's the white guy, there's the black guy, there's the Middle Eastern guy, there's the, you know, but
the other white guy.
Yeah. But I mean, but like, they're all like, they're, it's a very diverse cast, but it's not. It's never a matter of tokenism.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a matter of this is who these people are.
And I think that's just an issue with TV because we've keep seeing, like, there's a number of different tropes when it comes to that stuff, and we just keep them seeing repeated, so we just expect them.
Yeah.
And not necessarily in a good way, but it's... And, of course, also the difference between why, for example, we would watch the show. Mm-hmm. Like, we would watch the Supergirl show because we know who Supergirl is. Mm-hmm. That might be interesting.
Yeah.
Versus, say, the network is producing a Supergirl show and going... Female lead, get those female viewers.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you should want to watch the show because it's going to be interesting.
Absolutely.
And then because it's, you know, but, you know, TV is TV.
So you mentioned October 31st, so I'm sure we're probably talking about the same thing, maybe.
Ash versus Evil Dead?
Yeah.
I wish I had written down something else to throw in there, and you would have no idea what I'm talking about.
Blew my mind! What an idea. Let's premiere it on Halloween.
Yeah, I didn't actually know. When I was looking these up, I was like, when does that premiere?
Well, it was a long time before it was announced. Like, it was a very limbo-y kind of thing. Like, it's coming out at some point. Could be any time. We don't know.
We should have known.
They were able to get it done and nail it down early enough. So basically this is, for those who don't know, it's the continuation of the original Evil Dead series. So it's, you know, all the crazy wackiness. It's Bruce Campbell.
Ooh, Bruce Campbell!
So it's interesting that, you know, there had been talk about doing, you know, there's been talk for years about like a fourth movie. That just kind of never really happened. Then they made the new movie, like the remake, reboot, reimagining, whatever you want to call it, of the original Evil Dead. And there was talk of that they would do like a sequel to that, and then they would do like another movie of the original series, and then they would do another movie that linked them up. There was this very kind of ambitious kind of concept.
Wow.
Right? And so they would call the new movie of the original series, they would call Army of Darkness 2, since that's more fitting with that, and they would keep the Evil Dead name for the rebooted series so that there was less confusion in that way. I know, I've just created all this confusion by even talking about it, because that just, I'm sure to somebody who's not familiar with the
movies,
don't worry,
like, none of that is happening.
Like, but,
instead,
but now,
we're just getting a TV show.
Instead, they're just doing this show, which obviously is a continuation of the original series, and as far as I know, things are kind of in limbo with the reboot stuff, and they may not do a sequel now, or they may or they may not. I think it's not a definite thing now, but they're doing this.
Yeah, so. Which it's on FX, and it looks bonkers.
It's on Starz.
Starz. It looks bonkers. It is the goriest trailer I have ever seen.
Well, there's a lot of blood, but that's Evil Dead for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. I hope it's...
The jokes are good.
I hope it's, yeah, the jokes are good.
The jokes in the trailer were great. Some of the best old jokes I've seen. Like, that was even better than, like, you know, Last Stand with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, they threw all those old jokes in. It's like, I'm fine with that stuff, man. Oh, yeah. Like, as long as they can still bring it, like, they can joke about them being old all they want. Yeah. Like, if they're still funny and they can still bring it in the end, which they can so far, I'm fine with that. Like, it's better than trying to pretend that they're still, you know, 30 or whatever. You know.
Well, clearly, I mean, to be fair, and I don't know if this influenced or not, Bruce Campbell has been playing on the fact that he's gotten old and a little overweight for quite some time. He's been playing on that in shows.
Like, yeah, but
he was a major character in another TV show, which I had tip of my tongue, but
Burn Notice.
Mm-hmm. And it was just Bruce Campbell being Bruce Campbell.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
That's a show that I never watched that I always kind
of
wanted
to. I watched it until it got repetitive. It would do one of those things where they had like a storyline, and then like after like the end of the third season, they wrapped up the storyline. So the show should have ended. And there should and then so they had to artificially make a fourth start, and you just kind
of
felt like,
it's one
don't care now.
It's one of those shows that I just, like, I always...
It's not that great a show. I'll be honest, it's not that great a show.
But part of me just burns to watch it, because I'm just like, but Bruce Campbell.
And then
apparently, like, even, like Michael Shanks shows up at some,
point.
He's in a few episodes or something.
Yes, he does, yeah.
It's the friggin', or as I call him, the Man-God Shanks.
The Man-God Shanks,
So, I mean, I just feel like I have to see that show at some point, but who knows when that would ever be, because, like, who goes back and watches old shows that they've never seen before? Like, nobody does that.
Not unless you're going to just, like, burn through it on, a weekend on Netflix.
Nobody does that.
But yeah, no, so I'm really looking forward to this.
Ash vs. the Evil Dead. Man, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Because I love the Evil Dead movie so much. You have no idea how much I'm...
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy them too, but I know you really
enjoy
them. You
have no idea
them.
How excited I am about this. Like, especially seeing the trailer and it actually being good. Because my expectations were not high.
Yeah.
And, you know, but seeing the trailer and then just being like, wow, like, there's an example. There you go. There's a trailer where... They actually found, like, 2 minutes of awesome stuff to put into it where you feel like there's still more awesome stuff that
they didn't show you everything.
They didn't show, but, like, all the jokes worked.
Yeah.
It's nice and bloody and gory and, you know, the premise seems to work, you know?
Yeah.
I'm down, man. Mm-hmm. I am so down.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Next I've got Man in the High Castle.
Right, I actually didn't write this one down because I wasn't really sure how to really approach it because of the whole, like, Amazon thing.
Well, they released
I didn't watch the pilot, which, because they did the Amazon thing where they released the free pilots.
To see if people
are interested, and then the ones that do well, they greenlight the series and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So they did that. I still have not watched the pilot because I basically wanted to wait and see if it was going to go to series.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to watch...
when I watched the pilot, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like if I watch the pilot, it's like a damn if you do, damn if you don't thing. Because if I watched the pilot and I really enjoyed it and it didn't go get picked up, I would be like, well, that fucking sucks, you know? But if I watched the pilot and I hated it, then I would feel like, well, first of all, I wasted my time. Secondly, it's just shit all over something classic.
The classic, yeah.
That I, you know, because it's a Philip K. Dick novel is what it's based on,
it
for those that don't know.
It does not shit on the classic in any
No,
way.
I've
it
heard good things.
Tremendous.
But that still begs the question of, is the series going to go on? Yeah. And now that we know that it is, I'm more
interested. That was the funny thing. When I watched it, I thought, because I had been hearing that they were doing it for quite some time before they released that.
You
that
just assumed
one.
That it was
I was like,
series?
Oh, it started sweet. Because I hadn't been paying enough attention to it to know like when it was starting. And then the next week, I was looking for the next episode, and I'm like, and I went into a panic. I was like, oh, is it not just every week?
Well, because it's definitely.
And so I looked it up, and I found out, oh, no, they just released it early.
Because it's not a sure thing, man.
No.
They did the pilot of that. They did that Chris Carter pilot. And they didn't pick up that show.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently that was not so good.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
And and so, I mean, it's not a sure thing.
You don't know.
So
I was like, oh no, I really hope people watch this.
Yeah. Well,
and it turned out, yeah. And so it was so good. I'm gonna watch it again, like the first episode again when it airs.
Cool.
For sure.
All right.
And same day, actually, on Netflix, The entire season of Jessica Jones is going to be here.
Yeah, November 20th. I actually didn't know that there actually was a date already. So
they only released it yesterday.
Really?
Literally yesterday.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Good thing released... that I waited until the day of the recording to do my research.
they released it literally yesterday, along with like the trailer, the new teaser.
I mentioned way back at the beginning that I had something to say about this.
Oh, really? Okay.
And
this
what
is
I have
about
to say,
Netflix.
Yes.
Okay.
What I have to say about this is, this to me is insane because literally they finished filming this past month in August.
Wow.
How are they releasing the entire season in November when they just finished filming in August? This is either they had a really well planned out post-production schedule, or this is going to be like the most rough like show ever in terms of like having,
because it's not like a regular show where like, oh sure, they finished filming like a month ago, but we're not going to see those episodes for six more months, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Because no, the entire season airs all in one go.
Yeah.
So that means whatever they finished filming a month ago either required no post-production,
which is highly unlikely,
or what required so little that they could just... Yeah.
It blows my mind. Like, I cannot believe it's out this fast. Like, I honestly was like, I thought maybe like, oh,
is that Netflix?
I was like, well, we know it's coming out this year. So I was like, maybe sometime close to Christmas.
I thought for sure it was going to be spring show.
Like at best. No, I knew it was coming out this year.
Oh, okay.
So
was it? Okay. Yeah.
I knew that they only had, unless they were going to push it back, they had to get it out by the end of the year. But I thought like maybe closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're getting it out in November. Yes, I realize it's only like a month earlier, but that's still a month.
Yeah.
You can do a lot in a month. And I was just like, wow, that's fast.
Yeah.
That is insanely fast.
So I'm... Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is other than who's in it, we know, like, relatively little about the show. The trailers have literally shown
nothing.
Well,
all we know is that... All we know is what we know of the source material.
Yeah.
So how much they... How closely they follow that or don't is what the question mark is going to be. But my expectations are...
I think my only issue, like, without seeing any of it, is I'm a bit questioning who they cast as the lead. Well, I like that actress.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ritter. This is my, again, my associate, that's...
Kristen Ritter.
Kristen Ritter. My association with the comic is not who I visualize when I think of the, like, of
Sorry,
Jessica Jones.
I had never heard of Charlie Cox before he was cast for Daredevil.
And
I never even heard of
Ditto
him.
Ditto.
And was he awesome?
Slam
yes,
dunk.
He was. So...
So my only other
I don't
problem
really care.
With this
I care
is
about the end product.
Having to meter this being that
could be
aired,
anybody.
Being that this show aired all at once, is airing all at once. My only other issue is having to self-control not to watch it all in like three nights.
See, that's not really a problem for me because I'm so slow with this stuff.
Yeah,
anyways. Daredevil took me forever.
Yeah.
I mean, not forever. I mean, it took me less time than a show
normally,
running that way one week at a time would take. But it took me a lot more time than probably a lot of people who blew through it in a couple of days.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that wraps it up for 2015 for me. You got to airing after
December, just the last thing before the end of the year here. December 14th, they have Sci-Fi's got their adaptation of Childhood's End.
Yes.
So I mean,
I had forgotten about
this. I don't know anything about it. It might be total crap. Sci-fi can be really hit and miss. Some of their stuff is actually quite good, and some of their stuff is what it is. Like they do
it's sci-fi.
They do a lot of the sort of cheap, crappy kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
but they also do occasionally have stuff that is the more premium
mm-hmm.
type material. But
it's based off a book, right?
Yeah, it's Arthur C. Clarke,
okay.
who's like my favorite science fiction author.
I've seen a lot of hubbub about this, but I know because I haven't read the book. I know nothing about it. So
for me, it's
kind of... Let me know if it's good.
Well, for me, it's like I'll definitely probably check it out just on the basis of like I have to see how it is because, you know, it would be like if they were making, you know, an adaptation of like the Forever War or like, you know, any of these kinds of like books that are like...
That would be a bold adaptation.
Well, it's been... There's been talk of a movie for quite some time that's off and on. I know Ridley,
I feel it would
Ridley
be hard,
Scott apparently
hard to do any kind of justification to that story in whatever short period of time, like a movie or even like a six-episode
TV
show.
It'd be tricky, but I think that if somebody was good enough, they could do it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the fall. What have you got for possibly or near, like stuff like in the new year
after that?
Well,
mid-season replacement.
Yeah, so obviously
while stuff's going on break.
Yeah, so I mean, Asian Carter's coming back. Yeah, obviously, woo! That'll be cool.
Yeah,
I feel like I wasn't really I wasn't blown away by the first season. But I feel like the potential is still there.
Put that in the back of the DVD box. I wasn't blown away.
No, but I mean, there's some strong people involved. I mean, Hayley Atwell as Peggy, Carter, is yeah. great. I mean, she was great in the movies that she appeared in, and she was great on the show. She's definitely not the weak point. But I just felt like the show itself, like the storyline that they went with, meh.
Yeah,
it's all right, but it wasn't anything really amazing. So I think that with a more interesting storyline, they could really kick it up a notch. Because I thought the production value was great. The characters, for the most part, were good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really like Jarvis.
Yeah!
I like their young Howard Stark.
Yes.
Yeah,
that guy did good.
Yeah.
It was interesting that it was different from... They got a different actor from the movie.
Well, they have different ones depending on if it's like the young, if it's like the 40s, 40s Stark versus like I guess 60s, 70s Stark, right? Yeah. So they use the same person
every time,
but just depending on the era, they have a different, because the guy who played Stark in the flashback in Ant-Man is the same one that played him in Iron Man 2, was it, or 3?
2. Iron Man 2?
2,
yeah.
When they had the film footage.
I can't remember the actor's name, but he's from Mad Men.
Yeah, when they had the film footage. He's kind of like the Disney Howard Stark.
Yeah, versus Netflix is Howard Stark.
And then the young Howard Stark from like the 40s.
He's good.
Is like the sort of Howard Hughes, young yes. Howard Hughes Tony Stark. It's a good thing, Howard Stark.
Howard Stark, yeah.
It's a good thing he never became like an old Howard Hughes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that would...
That'd be sad.
Be weird. But,
yeah, definitely Agent Carter.
Yeah. And then at some point, probably the same time that it was on this year, will be the second season of Daredevil.
So
that'll
be, for sure.
I took it because I was like, too late in the year. Like, when did Daredevil come
summer.
Out?
Early summer.
Was it summer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
May.
So it's certainly June. No later than that. Yeah. I'm sure.
Venture Brothers season 6.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was just announced as well a few days ago. Yeah, yep. February 7th was it?
Yep. So again, it always feels like forever because it's always 2 years between seasons.
Well, it is forever.
But it is forever.
It's the longest time ever.
We get the one token episode
12
in between, like the whatever Halloween/Christmas/whatever special in between on the year off. And
yeah, it takes forever, but it's one of the greatest shows ever. So. January 24th, the new X-Files episodes start.
I've completely forgotten about that.
Honestly,
I'm looking
forward
to that.
I'm excited on a purely, nostalgia basis because...
Yeah. Well, you're a huge old X-Files fan.
I was legitimately more obsessed with that show in the early days than any other show ever, than I ever have been with any other show. But it wore off. Pretty quick. I mean, I stopped watching after season 6. I know that's kind of still sounds like quite a long time, but...
Well, that show went, what, nine seasons? Nine. Yeah.
So I didn't watch any of season 7 when it originally aired. I watched, like, a couple of episodes at the beginning of season 8 because I was curious to see, like, how the big cast changes would change the show. It was okay, but it didn't really grab me, so I didn't really watch the rest of it, and then I never watched any of season 9 either. So I did watch the movie that they did a number of years later.
I didn't see the first movie, but I saw the second one.
Well, the first movie is essentially a part of the show for all intents and purposes. The first movie falls in between season 6 and 7, and it's like, it's literally just like a bridge.
Or I don't recall seeing the first movie. I might have, but
it's good, but
it was a long time ago.
It's good, but it's like, you can't separate it from the show. Yeah, like, it has no context.
Well, it just takes place between, like, two of the seasons, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't have its own context. It's basically just, like, a really expensive
episode
where, you know, Mulder gets to say shit. because it's not network television.
Nice.
But it's... But they made another movie like years after the show ended. And
yeah.
I want to believe. And it was, I mean, it didn't do well at all.
No, I enjoyed it.
There was a lot of negative reaction to it. I thought it was okay, but I feel like they were trying too hard to do like a standalone, like creepy story that harkened back to some of the earlier episodes, but without any of the sort of like mythological, like X-Files mythology attachments. So they were trying really hard to do like a good standalone story, but it wasn't super strong. Like it was all right, but so with the new episodes, my expectations are not particularly high, but I'm just interested on the basis of like that nostalgia factor. Cause I'm just like,
I'll definitely give it a go.
I'm just like, when else would you ever get the subject? I mean, this is even bigger than something like Heroes Reborn, like bringing Heroes back. Like I have no nostalgic attachment to Heroes, like whatever. It's a show that I watched when it was on, and I watched because it was about people with superpowers and that was pretty much it. But like X-Files, I actually have huge nostalgic attachment to. So we'll see. Also at some point in the coming little sort of year, months or whatever, like sometime prior to sort of next season after this, but we don't know exactly when, we've got Legends of Tomorrow coming, which is the third show of the Flash Arrow universe. Yeah. So
I'm actually very surprised it isn't airing like sooner from all
the
backing behind it.
The thing is that this show is like, it's going to either be like mind blowing or it's going to be a huge disappointment, because the level of ambition, I mean, they're basically trying to make like a blockbuster movie on an episodic basis, you know, because there's so many characters, there's so much effects and like crazy, like use of like superpowers, and they're time traveling. They're
going all in on it.
Like, yeah, it's huge. And I think that's why they need the extra time. But that could also sink it badly, because they could be massively overreaching. Not so much viewers. I'm not so much worried about viewers. They just may be overreaching so massively that they'll just
fail junk
on the basis of like, wow, they completely failed to pull that off. But if they do pull it off, it's going to be mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I mean, based on the shows that they've already been doing, I would think it should be good. But you know, they're
above the like
they're
categorically
kicking things so far up in terms of their ambition that, you know, who knows. But it's cool. I mean, they've picked out like some really good characters to use, because it's mostly existing characters that have never been sort of main characters, but they're bringing them over and making the main characters here. As well as like some newly introduced characters. Like they've got Rip Hunter, the time traveler, and he's played by Arthur Darvill from Doctor Who.
Oh, nice.
Rory on Doctor Who. So he's playing Rip Hunter. So
speaking of ambitious, returning next year, they are also rubbish.
Oh, you're talking about like Top Gear, Richard and
Jeremy Richard, and James Bay.
Yeah,
in
I mean,
their new show, which still doesn't have a name.
No, I mean, I'm That's sure why, as time goes on, more will be revealed. But yeah, I mean, I guess from what I understand, they should be returning around the time that Top Gear normally does.
Yeah, so February, March.
Yeah, yeah. March, April, somewhere in there.
Yeah. So, spring, mid spring. Yeah,
yeah.
So, I had quite the perplexed look on your face there.
Because I wasn't thinking in terms of that kind of thing. I was thinking in terms of like
shows.
But I mean, it can't be bad, because just put those three guys on screen.
Yeah, and it'll be.
And it's gold.
Yeah.
And I feel like by them having to start over with a new show might actually be good for them, because it might get them out of some of the sort of
Top Gear baggage.
Well, and just the easy sort of formula of like, well, this is how we've always done it, so we're just going to keep churning them out.
Mm-hmm.
And it might kind of let them
break the formula,
break out of that a little bit, and something a little different.
For sure.
So I'm as excited about that, because I just feel like you just, with the three of them involved, like, you can't. Well, and Andy Willman, right, the producer who was kind of the unseen like fourth member of that.
That's going to be on Amazon, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. I was really hoping that they would go with Netflix, but I guess Netflix just didn't offer them enough because the Netflix people have even
come. They spent all their money.
Well, after the announcement came out about how much Amazon paid for it, Netflix people actually came out and said like, "Oh, they're not worth that much."
Oh, right? Wow.
Which it seems like kind of an asshole thing to say, but at the same time, we're talking about a ridiculous amount of money, right? It was like £160 million.
That's $300 million.
Yeah, like at least, yeah. For a
the three most watched men on television in the world.
Yes, but at the same time,
yeah,
it's a lot. Well,
Netflix didn't have that money. They spent all their money editing an entire season of Jessica Jones in a single month.
Yeah.
It took 400 people to do it.
All right. So then after that, I have Lucifer.
Yeah.
Which it's weird that you were saying that they did the early release of the pilot, that as well. And yet it's still has no release date for the actual start date for the series.
No, like, it's just sometime next spring. Year.
Like, that's crazy. Like, what takes so long?
Yeah, which is
if the pilot's ready to go, just.
Yeah, I thought for sure it was.
I feel
start
like that's
right
either
away.
Like
a, I was hunting for a date. For
I feel
it
like
and
that might be
one.
Like a bad sign for the show because
feedback on the because
you think like
the...
you think that if it's good, then they should be get going on it. So we've talked about this a little bit before. Yeah. My feelings about this is that I think it's weird that they're citing it as being based on the DC comic when
in
it
no way whatsoever it. Is it based
which,
on
which
the
is,
DC comic
which is fine
from the first episode.
Yeah,
it could go different.
I know, but it's just weird. Like, why bother? Like, obviously Lucifer is a public domain character.
Okay, I take that back. Sorry, it is slightly based on the DC comic in the way of Lucifer has left hell.
Yeah.
He wants nothing more to do with it.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to just be left alone.
But that's the absolute most basic level of the premise.
That's been done many times before,
yeah.
Right? Before
and
the comic.
And that's the absolute basic level of the premise. But everything from there on
it's
is completely different.
It's a police procedural, but a bum.
It's completely different. And it's like, whoa, what?
What?
But, you know, they showed that. I haven't seen the early release of the pilot. I didn't even know that was out. But the trailer that I saw was good, surprisingly. So
I feel it's one of those shows where it's definitely gonna, I mean, they said it's a procedural and that won't be like its strength. Its strength will be the two main characters are very likable.
Okay.
Like she, like the main cop, the detective, she is great.
Mm-hmm.
And he is. He's Satan.
Well, I saw the trailer.
He's really good, but in that DC comic book way, where he's not evil.
No,
he's sinister, but at the same time likable.
Yeah,
like, and then you feel bad for
like sort
liking
of charming
him.
Almost.
Yeah, charming, and then you feel bad for liking him because you know he's the devil.
Yeah,
and so you know.
Fair enough.
And then it's going to have a through line of like there are consequences to abandoning.
Obviously,
him,
yeah.
And. I mean, the last time they did this with, like, they did sort of a thing in this sort of vein was with Constantine last year, and that didn't work out. So hopefully this does better.
Yeah. Well,
which
actually.
Which is maybe why they're delaying it.
Yeah. It's interesting, actually, because they're bringing Constantine over to the Arrowverse with the same actor and everything.
Yeah.
As a guest character. My next thing I have listed after that is probably one of the things that I'm the most excited about having seen the least of or anything to do with it, and that's the Westworld show for HBO.
Yeah.
So this is like...
That's another one I forgot to put on my list.
I cannot express how excited I am about this. I saw that they released that teaser that's like seconds long.
I know,
practically,
but it still made me want
and
to
I was
it.
Like... Oh my god, that looks amazing.
Yeah.
But I was excited already. Jonathan Nolan is behind it. Obviously, he's Christopher Nolan's brother. He's kind of the main writer of the family. Jonathan Nolan wrote the original story that Christopher Nolan based what was the Memento on?
Right.
And he's contributed to writing on like the Dark Knight movies, on most of Christopher Nolan's other stuff, right? So now he's also heavily involved with he's one of the main creative things behind Person of Interest,
right?
If that,
holy crap, I'm an idiot.
You forgot about Person of Interest?
I totally forgot about Person of Interest. I looked at three or four different...
It wasn't listed.
List, and it wasn't listed on any of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I actually didn't notice it either.
I know it's coming back.
Yeah.
And it's actually one of my most anticipated.
I've only seen a couple of episodes of it because it's one of those things that just kind of passed me by.
Yeah.
But everything I've seen of it, I was very impressed by. And it's probably one of those shows that's near the top of my list of shows that I should go back and check out because I've enjoyed everything that I've seen, which isn't much, but yeah. Anyways, Westworld. Yeah, apparently they're very, very... It was actually delayed because I guess they needed more time to kind of get it to where it needed to be. But HBO is very happy with it. They seem to be kind of positioning it as sort of like the next Game of Thrones in a way, in the sense of they know that Game of Thrones only has, you know, so much longer left in it. And they need another show that's... To
take its place.
To sort of like put... that they can really push forward as like their headlining show. And they're so happy with it apparently that they, after doing the stuff that they've done of it, they also gave the go ahead for Jonathan Nolan to do, he wants to do an adaptation of Isaac Asimov's Foundation.
Yeah. I heard about that, Julie,
which
that could also be amazing, or...
But I mean, the idea of doing it for HBO and being done by Jonathan Nolan, like, it's just... I feel like, wow, like, that is not the sort of treatment that I would expect a property like that
to get. No, you would expect a movie.
I expect a movie, or I'd expect, like, you know, a bad, like, you know, do it on sci-fi or something, right? Like, that's the kind of thing I would expect. But to treat it in, like this kind of...
Sci-fi knows they couldn't do it justice and would stay away from it.
But that's, who knows, far in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
For now, they're concentrating on Westworld. But I mean, that it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. I like the old movie.
Oh, so do I.
I think it's really underrated.
Mm-hmm. I have not seen it in some years, actually. I would not mind going back and watching that again.
It's good. It's really good.
Possibly a future episode.
It's good, but the problem with it is that it's so, like, you want more. Like, you just feel like, oh, they just barely scratched the surface there because they could only cover so much in one movie. Mm-hmm. And you just feel like you want more, and perhaps the show will do that. After that, I have Luke Cage will be airing... relatively early, probably next year.
We'll get the intro to that character in Jessica Jones.
Yeah, he'll be in some episodes, probably a good chunk of them.
Yeah.
Knowing like the importance of those characters to each other. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that'll be.
I didn't know if that was a 2016 or a 2017.
You know, it's definitely next year. It's just how soon.
I didn't know if it was the 2016 to 2017 series.
No, or like, I think like it's season. Meant to be relatively
so like
early
spring next
year. But it's hard to say. I don't know exactly.
No, Luke Cage. Yeah.
They're already working on it. So.
Oh, okay.
They've already started filming.
Oh, so they'll be done, and then in a month it'll come out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they can get Jessica Jones finished so fast, then because they've already started filming Luke Cage, so obviously it can't be that long. And then there's
the Netflix is going to be airing season 2 and 3 of Daredevil back to back on subsequent nights.
Yeah. Yeah. It's apparently only takes them like 3 months to make these shows. And then,
filmed in real time.
The only other thing I have is just, the Twin Peaks. I
mean, oh yeah.
We don't really know exactly when it's coming.
Yeah.
But, you know, they seem to be pretty steadfast in wanting to get
after
it.
Is it on? Is it off? After all the stuff that went around, is Lynch involved? Is he not?
Well, and then there was some comments. Mark Frost made some comments that kind of indicated that it may not actually be making it out until like 2017. But everything that Showtime
as long as it's good, I don't care.
Yeah, but everything Showtime has said has seemed to indicate that they're really pushing for the 2016. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like that it will be coming out then, which would be 25 years after the original series ended. So that seems to be what they're shooting for. I hope it happens. Been loving Kyle MacLachlan on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
and it just really has reminded me of how great he is. That and I mean, I recently did a rewatch of Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
anyway,
ditto.
But. He's still got it. I mean, he's just so good. So I feel like
it was fun because I watched it with people who had never seen it before.
I'm really curious to see what the rest of the cast is like now, because most of the rest of the cast have not had as steady a career as he has, even though his career has been kind of up and down too, but it's been a little more steady than some of those people. So I'm really curious to see the rest of the cast. I mean, I've seen what they sort of look like and stuff. Most of them, you know, have aged pretty well considering how long it's been. But he's just so good. So
yeah.
As long as he's involved, with him involved, with David Lynch involved and Mark Frost involved, like, I feel like he can't really go wrong. But hopefully the rest of the cast will be as good, and hopefully their scripts will be good, and they'll, yeah, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Last thing on my list is another spring show for next year, a show I know you hate, Archer Season 7.
Yeah.
I watch it with some other people. It's just kind of like we get together and we laugh, and it's, I know you don't like it.
I understand why people like it, but it's not really my kind of humor. It falls into that sort of why I don't watch very many comedies. A, B, I absolutely cannot stand that animation style. It is absolutely atrocious.
That actually surprises me why
it offends my eyes.
I've a number of other shows that have used that animation style and like written by several people.
I would rather wait
stuff,
just 2 years between seasons of Venture Brothers to get real
beautiful hand drawn, like, yes. Venture Brothers.
Yeah, like I cannot stand that kind of animation. Like, no. It's terrible.
Yeah, but
and the humor is okay. Like, I've
abusive
seen,
humor, I've which seen, I know you're not a
no, not at all. Yeah. I don't like mean spirited humor generally. Yeah. I've seen, like, a couple of episodes inadvertently, like, where I was, like, in the room,
you
basically.
You were taken hostage.
I was basically, like, in the room, essentially, and mm-hmm. I've seen, like, maybe one or two where there was jokes that I was like, ah, that's not a bad joke. But, you know what? The occasional that's not a bad joke does not make for a good show for me.
I do think if the show has kind
it's
of...
very popular.
To me, if the show has a flaw is so much of the show, I mean, it's on its seventh season, is... running jokes.
Yeah.
So if you haven't watched the previous seasons,
oh, I'm
like
sure.
The funny, you're just like,
well,
I don't get it.
That'll never happen.
Yeah, that means nothing, you know. But yeah, so I mean quite a bit this year. Lots of a lot of shows, a lot of returning shows, lots of new stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
what if it turns out to be good? What, I mean, probably half this stuff, we'll watch the first few episodes and then never watch
it. Yeah, if that.
Yeah.
My confidence is generally not too high with these kinds of things because I know how I am.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, that looks good.
I know how I am, and I just, usually I just don't watch things. Yeah, yeah. So.
I definitely don't feel like there was a time when.
As far as new stuff, I would say. The only real sure thing there for me for new stuff, probably Ash vs. the Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Everything else, I feel like, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. It's we live in a time now where good TV is so good, there's no reason to watch mediocre television.
And it's like, so subjective, too. Like,
well, it's true.
Like,
it's true.
I I'm sure there's probably people who would listen to this and just be like, oh my God, how can he not like show X,
you know,
or show
example,
Y,
you know, like,
or how can he like that show? Like, that show's terrible.
Yeah.
It's totally subjective. This is just the things that I like.
Oh yeah.
And that work for me.
But there was a time when like you would just watch, like, why do you watch that show? It's not very good. You're like, it's what's on. Yeah. You don't have to do that anymore. Cause you can just be like, no.
Well,
I'm
there's
not
also
gonna watch
a billion channels.
Yeah,
that's
well,
the other problem.
I'm not going to watch these.
I wish I could just choose like
shows because there's all, there is,
I wish I could
really
just have one
show.
Channel
with all the good stuff
and have
on
all
it.
The good shows on the one channel, you know, but
yeah. But, so, that's it for this week.
Mm-hmm.
A kind of a long one, but we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah. It'll probably be cut down a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, so I forget how we end this. Where can people find us?
Yeah. Well, I think
I mean, if you're already listening to this, it's probably on SoundCloud.
I am the SoundCloud.
All right, you can leave that in.
It's like some weird like super villain, like
the sound
he like
clown.
Robs people. Yeah. He has like a sonic weapon.
Next season on Gotham.
He dresses as
the
a clown.
Sound clown.
He dresses as a clown and he uses like a sonic weapon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
he's got like when he squeezes his nose, it sends out a sound that
I'm the sound clown.
It's next season on Gotham, the sound clown.
Yeah, okay, so I think next week we've been kind of, if we sort of have a chance to sort of talk about it, we've tended to kind of be sort of giving a little bit of a preview of next week. I think next week I would probably say maybe be back to like doing a movie
way. I think so, for sure. Because
It's been a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing like these weirdo episodes. I'm ready for another movie. So SoundCloud. So SoundCloud, www.soundcloud.com/whatwevewatchedpodcast, or just search What We've Watched Podcast. That goes through to iTunes as well. So you can, on SoundCloud, you can, if you have an account, you can follow. Even without an account, you can comment, like, download, all that stuff. iTunes, subscribe, give us stars, reviews, all that kind of stuff. And we have a Twitter for the podcast, at What We've Watched.
Yep.
So we always put like the announcements of the new episodes and things like that on there.
All right. So that's it for next week, and we'll see you guys next
week. That's it for this week.
That's it for this week.
Yeah.
What did I say? That's it for next week?
That's it for next week.
That's it for next week. That's it for this week. From the future. And we'll see you next week.
Boy, that next week's episode, that was a good one, wasn't it?
Woo! Blink and you miss it.
My tenses. I can't handle it. Too many weird too tenses. Many tenses.
What time period am I in?
My English is not that good.
Yeah. That's impossible.
Anyways.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for this week. Until next week, I'm Chris.
This is Emmett.
Cheers.
I don't have a thing that I say.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't say cheers.
All right.